Describe a person who impressed you in primary school, IELTS speaking cue card. Describe a person who impressed you in primary school, sample 1. Introduction. My class 3rd teacher was the person who most impressed me when I was in primary school. She was very kind-hearted and generous to me and in general. Apart from teaching, she also taught us moral values and advised us personally. How did you know him, her? I first met her when I was in class 1, and she had just started at the school. I began to admire her persona when the school had asked her to speak in front of the children at a general assembly. At that time, she gave a very inspiring and motivating speech, which left us with a great smile on our faces. After hearing her speech, I wished to sit in her class one day. Why did he, she impress you the most? She taught me when I was in the 3rd class. I was a brilliant student, but my grades in English were low. However, when she realized that I had the potential to achieve better marks, she started training me personally during break hours and guided and motivated me to achieve my goal. Subsequently, my English score improved in the next terminal tests because of her. And how do you feel about him, her? I believe she has made a significant contribution to who I am today because, without solid English grades, I would not have continued my studies to this point. She has been a great assistance to me, and I will always remember her in all my achievements in life. Because of her, I started liking this language, and without her support, I couldn't have reached this place here. Describe a person who impressed you in primary school, sample 2. Introduction. This is quite an amazing question. In my lifetime, I will never forget this individual who has created an everlasting impact on me. How did you know him, her? When I was in school, the most impressive person was one of the support staff. Arjun was his name, and we used to call him Arjun Kaka, which means uncle. His son happened to be a classmate and close friend of mine. Therefore, Arjun uncle was more of a friend's father to me than a school peon. Why did he, she impress you the most? Arjun uncle impressed me for a variety of reasons. Despite being illiterate, he had very positive and appreciable thoughts about life. First and foremost, he was a really simple man with a good conduct. He always had a huge smile on his face and would happily greet every child. The finest thing about him was that he worked hard to ensure that his children received the best education possible. Despite his low income, he ensured that his children were raised in a good environment, and he went beyond his capacity to provide them with all the facilities that lower middle-class children could get. Apart from being a school peon, he used to do different part-time jobs in order to provide the greatest possible support for his family. And how do you feel about him, her? I had huge respect and regard for him. He was an excellent parent to his children. I used to go to his house frequently to play with his son and my friend. Uncle Arjun's dedication to his family inspired me a lot. He was my role model, and he taught me a lot unknowingly. If I am a responsible person now, it is primarily because of him. He is now a proud father, and his children adore him. I'm still in contact with him. I consider myself fortunate to have met such a person who showed me the true meaning of life and taught me to go beyond my capacity to make our loved ones happy. This individual did not let his poor financial condition stand in the way of his children's personal and academic growth. Instead, he worked hard to make their dream a reality. The fact that he always accepts life's challenges with a big smile and works very hard for his family makes him exceptionally striking. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions and Answers. Question: Are kids happier than adults? Why? Answer: Yes, I believe children are innocent and do not carry any baggage of their surroundings. They have little idea of what is happening around them or what others think of them. When they meet friends, their lives become extremely simple, and even if the friendship dynamic shifts due to little concerns, there is no easy breakup of relationships found at that age. Instead, children have no concept of ego and will never be friends again. They also do not have any duties that might cause them concern, thus, their existence is free of constraints, and they love every moment. Question: Why do people always miss their childhood? Answer: I believe that childhood is when we have no anxieties or responsibilities to our families and children can enjoy their lives freely. We can't do the mischievous things we used to do as children as we get older. Furthermore, no one criticizes or scolds us for our errors. Question: What kinds of primary school teachers impress students? Answer: Primary instructors who are pleasant and enthusiastic in their teaching are well-liked by students. Apart from this, teachers with strong communication skills and an understanding of child psychology are in high demand in schools. Question: Why do people still remember many of their friends from primary school? Answer: Friendships throughout childhood or primary school are formed with complete innocence, with no sense of avarice, selfishness, or shrewdness. They are created spontaneously and entirely by heart. That is why we still miss the folks we met in primary school.